My name is Wolfgang Weber, and I'm a contemporary historian at Innsbruck University and the local Vorarlberg government. We are in Feldkirch, a small town close to the Swiss-Austrian border, which used to be the Swiss-Austrian border and is now the European border. We don't perceive it as being a border because you drive over to Liechtenstein for your haircut. Yeah? You go over to Switzerland to buy your chocolate, and on the same day, even on the same morning, you could go to Germany for a beer, for a Schneiderweisse and a sauerkraut. And then you come back home and eat your Wiener Schnitzel. There was lots of cooperation over the decades between Switzerland and what nowadays is Austria. If you think 700 years ago, Swiss came over to rule Austria, that was the Habsburg family. But there was also cooperation because within that Rhine Valley where we are now, there was no need for a national border because everything was grouped around the Rhine and families intermarried. And even during the Second War, where it was not allowed to travel into Switzerland, Austrian farmers who had their field on at the Swiss side were allowed to go in. The story about this piece of Austria joining the Swiss Confederation is very much based on economic reasons, because after the war, after that First World War we had, Europe was starving. We had a big lack in food, and Switzerland, as a neutral state within the war, it wasn't the land of honey, but it was a bit better. The other one was also a political, and the main political reason is, if you imagine in these days, Europe was just being newly sorted, newly invented, yeah? The main monarchies broke down, you had republics everywhere, and you also had that threat of communism. There was a very serious debate about this part of Austria joining Switzerland, and it actually went so far that there was a referendum was held. The actual question was, shall the local government pick up negotiations with the Swiss government if that region possibly joins Switzerland or not? What has been transferred within history was this province had a big referendum on joining Switzerland, which is not true. That never was realized, because parallelly to that referendum, which took place in May 1919, you had the negotiations in Saint-Germain-en-Laye between Austria and the Allies, and they decided Austria, in the shape which was left after the loss of war, had to be frozen in a way. And that meant that the Allies decided that Austria exists out of these nine länder which we know nowadays, where Vorarlberg, this Rhine Valley region, is part of. And that's why that was it. Coming back to that meaning of borders that can change, yeah. During the Second World War, then the Swiss-Austrian border, or as it was the Swiss-German border in these days, then that border became an icon even of the way into freedom. And on the other side of the border, on the Swiss side of the border, they said, oops, wait, what do we do with all these foreigners coming in? So that made that border very emotional on both sides, yeah? And you have many stories of Jews crossing the border being sent back. Some stories about Austrian, German, Bulgarian soldiers who decided they don't want to be part of that war industry anymore. And that's where this little region within in the center of Europe became a very central European hotspot during the World War II. This was the place where you could get into freedom. And that meaning is definitely gone.